For many players in the NFL, the day doesn't end when practice is over. There is extra time in the weight room, work on the practice field, and time for studying the game. The hard work is key for improvement for players like Larry Dean, who never gets away from the game.
I'm just visualizing my guy. You know, right now, I'm looking at it as a perspective if we were on punt. And just visualizing what's going on, who's going to be trying to block me, what angle they'll be coming at. And then also the coverage perspective. You know, we have a great cover guy, great return that we're going against this week. We're really going to have to be tuned in, so watching all the film we can on them. Just painting that picture for myself, putting myself in position, making plays, just seeing and envisioning it.
The 2011 undrafted rookie free agent never wants to lose focus of what got him to the NFL, putting in extra time to become the best player you can be.
This is what I do. This is why I'm here. You know, my grandmother gave me some good advice when I first was put in this position. She said, dance with what got you there. And I've just been taking that heed to that advice and just living with that. This is what I do. I love the game of football. I'm a student to the game, and I pay respect to it.
Larry Dean may not be a household name to Vikings fans, but he is okay with that. The Georgia native prefers to be an under-the-radar type player, a blue-collar hard worker who does whatever it takes for his team to win.
I've never been highly recruited or anything of that nature. I probably was looked over quite a bit. And then just coming here to Minnesota, undrafted, free agent, just had to have the mindset that you have to come and take someone's spot. You know, no one's going to give it to you. You know, you definitely are behind the eight ball, you know, not being drafted, not being favored, you know, but just they gave me a chance.
The 24-year-old came to Minnesota last year as a relative unknown. While he set the school career record for tackles and was named the National Defensive Player of the Year at Division II Valdosta State, his name still wasn't top of mind with NFL general managers.
At the end of the day, I can't dwell on this in the past now, but sometimes you want to just go back and think about it, or you just hear how people think in their mindsets, oh, that's a Division II guy. But at the end of the day, you put your pants on just like everyone else, you know, but you may not pass the eyeball test. They want a guy to be 6'10", or, you know, 6'9", or whatever, run this and run that. But at the same time, playing good ball, you're playing good ball, and telling to find itself wherever it's at.
To the surprise of no one who knows him, Larry Dean has gone from an undrafted rookie fighting for his NFL life to a standout on the Vikings in just his second NFL season. He's the special teams captain, is second in special teams tackles, and is making his second appearance on the Pro Bowl ballot. When others doubt, he thrives and knows he will continue to succeed with his endless work ethic and his constant belief in himself.
Every day that, you know, I'm here is a dream come true, and it just goes to show, you know, the youth, anyone, just believe in your dream. You know, no matter how many naysayers that you have, if you have that vision and you believe in yourself, then anything is possible. It all starts with you and the mindset that you have. And as far as me, man, who's to say? Only person knows is God. You know, it just instead of put the dreams in place and do the things that you can do to just fulfill them.